The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
WQAD Podcast Network.
The Cities with Jim Mertens, a production of WQPT, PBS for the Quad Cities region, a podcast in partnership with WQAD. What's going on in the Quad Cities? Activities, events, fun, politics, sports, local issues and opinions. And now, your host, Jim Mertens.
I'm Jim Mertens, and this is the City's podcast. Davenport's Putnam Museum is taking you to the wild side with a motorcycle exhibit that'll certainly have some two- and three-wheelers that you have never seen before. But the Putnam is also looking ahead, with plans to expand its local exhibits to deal with issues of today, sometimes through the lens of the history of yesterday. This is the history of the cities you may not know. We talked with the Putnam Museum's Vice President of Museum Experiences, Benjamin Johnson. You just don't expect the Putnam Museum to be a motorcycle showroom. And there you are with Winter Wheels Antique Motorcycle Exhibition. Where did this come from?
Well, like a lot of great things, it happened purely by accident because we ended up with an unexpected gap in our exhibit calendar. And being the new guy here, joining the Putnam Museum back in July, basically I told the gang to relax, don't worry about it. I got it. You go back to doing your 10 other projects. And I got to business calling everybody and trying to figure out exactly who would potentially be interested in this. And I'd done motorcycle shows and exhibits at previous museum stops around and ended up finding apparently the right people. And the local Chief Blackhawk Antique Motorcycle Club kind of embraced the idea of the project and put me into touch with a few other people. And that steamrolled into what has become Winter Wheels. And we ended up with almost 60 antique, custom, different vintage, whatever words you want to use. People use different definitions for however, you know, old or authentic, original the bike is. So we got all sorts of things from road bikes to dirt bikes to choppers, customs, real old stuff, cool restorations, and even a few that are really old and all original, which is always a cool combo.
Well, and the truth is it's the part of the Putnam Museum is to try to illustrate more local and also a kind of a celebration of engineering over. I mean, the Da Vinci exhibit was a great example of that a few years ago. Is that you kind of wanted to show the progression of some of the engineering that we see now.
Yeah, and motorcycles are a great example of things that they all kind of began all over the place simultaneously. There really wasn't a single inventor of what you would think of as the modern motorcycle, but there were a lot of people around a similar time that were trying to solve the same problems. And even here in the Quad Cities, you know, there were a lot of early motorcycle enthusiasts at the turn of the 19th and the 20th century. And, you know, even now with the Chief Blackhawk Antique Motorcycle Club, one of the largest motorcycle shows and swap meets in the country takes place here in the Quad Cities every year. This past summer was their 50th anniversary show. So there's a huge group of people here in the Midwest and in the Quad Cities specifically that are interested in all things fast. So whether there's cars or motorcycles or sure, or anything in between, they love it. And we've had a great response so far.
Well, let's talk about one of your permanent exhibits because, I mean, museums have these rotating ones. You also have, of course, River Prairie and People. And just got awarded a $250,000 grant. What do you hope to see in that exhibit space that's going to really bring it alive? More so, I should say.
Yeah, so for anybody who's come to the Putnam basically any time since the mid-'80s, you've been able to enjoy the legacy River Prairie People exhibit, which is our regional and local history exhibit. And it has done an outstanding job over the last four plus decades of telling the story of our region. And what we, like anything, you know, after 40 years, there are stories that you realize that you missed, or there are people that you didn't include. And for us, this was a real unique opportunity to reach out to the federal level, like you said, and we were the only museum in the state of Iowa to be awarded this particular grant from the Institute of Museum and Library Services, which is $250,000 from the government, and will also be matched by a significant contribution in-house, both in-kind and from local and regional donors. And the idea here is to continue to tell all of the stories that we are used to telling, that we have included in the legacy exhibit since the 80s, but also to identify a lot of those stories and people and places that were left out. And as we've all seen over the last, you know, a couple of years at least, but you know, the last decade or two, you know, there are stories, the Mexican-American history in our community, the African-American history, women's roles in the development of Davenport and the Quad Cities, the Native American contributions beyond kind of the very surface level stuff that we've included in the past. We want to make sure that it's an exhibit for the entire community and tells the most detailed, in-depth stories that we can tell. So that everybody who comes in, whether you're a local resident or you are a tourist or on business traveling through, that you have a better understanding of what it means to come from the Quad Cities, how we got here, who helped us get here, and all of the different cultures and people and personalities that have helped shape, you know, the community that we love.
Well, and it seems like the Putnam is really trying to underline the importance of the racial makeup of the Quad City area. I mean, you have the Colors of Culture exhibit that's been open since May. I don't know to what extent that you've been working with the Science Museum of Minnesota, which has race. Why are we so different? I should say that's an important part that it seems that the Putnam is trying to put out there for the Quad City public.
Yeah. You know, it's been a national and international conversation for years, and the thing here at the Putnam Museum, along with a lot of museums all across the country and around the world, are trying to do a better job of telling a inclusive story, and not just for the sake of being inclusive or pandering to whatever the kind of current social environment is, but to genuinely do better history and to do a better job of discussing all of the things, good, bad, and ugly, that have brought us to where we are. Because, you know, we firmly believe that, you know, there's far more good than bad, and that you can't be an educated and engaged citizen without understanding, you know, all aspects of different people and events. So for us, over the last couple of years, especially when working with the Science Museum of Minnesota, when we brought in their race exhibit, the idea was to take a look at a community like ours that's not dissimilar from, say, you know, Minneapolis, St. Paul, where we are truly a global community. We have folks from all over the world, especially, you know, now with the ending of the Afghan conflict, to have the refugees from Afghanistan that will be arriving soon if they have not already. You know, and all of these people and cultures and traditions and stories go into our kind of greater regional history. So we want to make sure that this is not just about the wealthy European settlers that came here, 100, 200 years ago, that this tells the story of everybody that lives here in the community, or that has come through. And we are finding some outstanding individuals, stories. We have a wonderful series of community partners that are really taking this opportunity to help us do the best history that we can. And we are, you know, not in this to just hang our head and say, oh my gosh, look at all the bad stuff that has happened, but to use it to really inspire people and to say that, you know, yeah, bad stuff has happened. But together as a community, the more that we learn to learn about each other and learn about all of the different things that have come to shape our world, that we will understand each other, we will support each other, and we will learn to be a better community that way.
The Putnam Museum's Vice President of Museum Experiences, Benjamin Johnson.
Thanks for listening to The Cities with Jim Mertens. And watch The Cities Thursday nights at 7, Sunday afternoon at 4, and Monday night at 6 on WQPT PBS for the Quad Cities region.
WQAD Podcast Network.